Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined by Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Well, Coach, getting ready for another season and a chance for the Lady Jays to defend a state championship coming up in 2015-16 as you took the 1A Division II title last year over Moscow. And really looking at your team, you got pretty much everybody back that contributed on that group for the most part, and looking like you have a chance for some success this season.
You know, Dusty, we really do. Yes, we bring all of our starters back and all of our bench from last year. So, you know, on paper, it looks like it's good. But there's a few things that we got to do in order to have a chance to repeat as, I'm going to say, a state champion or make it back to the state tournament. Demar, last year, we were kind of in the clouds. We knew we were going to be fairly decent. So we made a few surprises, some teams and stuff. Well, this year, we're on top of the clouds. We got to be ready for our A game each and every night, no matter who we play, because anybody could be capable of upsetting us if we play extremely bad, get into foul trouble, you know, don't take care of the ball, a lot of the little things that you need to be successful in basketball. Last year, the last month and a half, we did all of them things well. Number one, the team chemistry. We got to continue to carry that on throughout this year, and if the chemistry's there, and, you know, we make shots when we should, you know, we're going to be a force to be reckoned with again in 1A Division II.
We open out the season coming up on Friday night with Natoma. It's a team that you beat each time you played them last year and really controlled them in the sub-state semifinals last year on your way to that state tournament run. Looking at Natoma, clearly they have Reagan Casey there. They kind of run through her. Not a lot of numbers, it doesn't look like, there at Natoma, but they'll probably be ready to play, and you never know here on the first week of the season. So what are your thoughts about the Lady Tigers here in 2015?
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, Reagan Casey brings a great deal of athleticism and basketball knowledge out there, and she makes each and every one of her teammates better. We did a great job on her last year. We're coming off of, you know, a state championship, knocking them out the first round of the sub-state last year, and then winning the state, playing this summer in Salina Summer League with success. You know, what's going to show up this year for the 2015-16 Lady Jays? You know, I fully expect to be prepared. Again, we got to do a good job on Reagan, limiting her to her touches, because she's the type of gal that if she comes uncorked, she's able to go score at will. So if we do a good job defensively on her, carry over our defensive effort that we had through all of last year or the last part of the season and through the summer, you know, defensively I think we should be fine there. And, again, offensively get things going, continue to take care of the ball and do all the little things right, you know, I say that, you know, it's the first game of the year. We should be rusty. Dusty, we shouldn't be rusty. We should be really prepared and execute like a veteran team that we are.
Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays here on the Locker Room Chats. Again, thanks for the time, Coach, this week, and good luck against Natoma in your opener Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free, a Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays boys basketball team. Coach, you've had a lot of success over the past couple seasons, the state championship 2 years ago, last year the runner-up to Sharon Springs. You saw the Wildcats in both of those games, so you know what it's like to have that success, but you have lost some of the key players on those teams, most notably your senior Trey Dubert, who's now playing at Sterling. Just kind of looking at your group, though, you do have some starters back, and Parker Gates and Davis Dubert from a season ago that definitely had some key moments for you, as well as Mason Eilert will be in the starting lineup. Just kind of looking at this team, what do you expect to see as you bounce back and try to fill some different roles?
Yeah, that's a key point right there that you mentioned, Dusty, is just fill some different roles. Parker and Davis, the two starters back, and, you know, Mason played significant minutes out there at State last year, you know, being a key big man off the bench. Now it's his turn to shine as the big guy inside. So we've got some guys that definitely have played some position. I got Aaron Hinkey coming back, too, that played quite a bit early in the season, didn't give us play as much at the end of the year, but logged quite a few minutes early, especially when Park was hurt. So, you know, we got four guys that are coming back that's played quite a bit, you know, and those four are doing really well. It's just the time to find who's going to be the kid to step up this year. You know, as a coach going in the off season after the year before, you're thinking, okay, who's going to step up? What's going to be going to happen? You know, we're really losing a lot. Are we going to be able to continue this, you know, the effort and all the work that we put in? And surprisingly, every year when you come back with the new season, you've got one or two kids that are really starting to show up. Looks like they've really improved quite a bit. And, you know, well, this year we're seeing, you know, up to 8, 9 of them that's really stepped up quite a bit. And then through, you know, 9 to 11 and 12 are right there on the edge too. So that's a nice sign as far as seeing in practice. The main problem is we haven't seen as many. But obviously, Davis is a superstar as far as leading us on the offensive end. And then Parker is just a phenomenal defensive player that we're going to look to score a lot more this year. Davis has shown great improvement on his defensive skills. And Mason's going to be the guy that carries us inside. We're going to look for big offensive numbers and defensive numbers as far as rebounds and maybe a couple block shots here or there. And then Aaron's hopefully stepping in to take over that shooting role that we lost from Linden last year. You know, the other guys are coming in as role players. Eddie King's been looking pretty good, hitting some shots and getting real aggressive. Isaac Meyer, our other senior, has had great practices. He's got a nose for the ball and just seems to be in the right place at the right time and kind of might be that guy that's a little bit of a spark plug and be able to plug in there and really get after it defensively. And, you know, we got some other kids really shining in practice. We're definitely going to seem to be guard heavy again, and we're pretty excited the way things go. Just trying to find an identity with this team and see what it's going to lead to.
Some quick thoughts. You open out the season with Natoma on Friday. They were 10-12 a year ago, but showed some signs of improvement as the season went on.
Yeah, they graduated, you know, a couple kids, and then it sounds like they lost one of their other kids to Norton, so they're going to be going through the same thing as us, just trying to find an identity and come out and going to be ready. So it's going to be interesting the first game to see where both the ball clubs are at. We get to make the trip, so we'll get our first experience at a road game, especially a pretty lengthy road game, which will be good. It'll be a good test for the kids. I think they're excited. We haven't had near as many practices this year. We had NCYC early and Thanksgiving break that turned into having like 5 days off because I was gone and then just the way schedules worked out. So, you know, we're going to find out a lot here real quick in this first game. And The boys are ready. As a coach, I'm not even close to being ready as far as where I want to be practice-wise and just putting everything in. But, you know, you got to start the season at some point. And lucky for the boys, they get a start Friday night, and they're pretty excited for it.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks for the time again, and good luck out at Natoma on Friday.
Well, thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our 6-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Stop in Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 with Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, getting set to start the season on Friday, and just looking back at what you guys were able to accomplish a season ago, really took a step forward. Had a 500 season until you got to the postseason there, and then ended up 11-12, but 6-6 in the Northern Plains League. Like I said, it was a step forward for your team. And kind of looking at this year's group, what do you expect to see from that and moving forward from that?
Well, I have high expectations for this season. Being my second year, the girls know kind of what I expect of them, and you know, I got a couple freshmen or three freshmen are coming in. They're all pretty solid ball players, and I think they're going to be a great addition to the team. And so I think this year, I mean, just for what I'm expecting, I think we ought to be, you know, right in the same category was last year, but probably maybe just a little better.
You feel better about the experience that you have coming back from the girls that were there from a season ago?
Oh, yeah. I really feel good about, you know, I got four players that are five, possibly six, that have played a lot of ball last year. So that's going to make tremendous difference this year in the season and how we play and how the season goes.
You're going to open out the season against Tescott coming up on Friday night. It's a team that they've struggled. There's no doubt about that over the past few seasons. You guys got them by 10 on their home floor last year to start the season, and then you have a chance to play them again here on your home floor to open out this year. What do you think about Tescott and what they bring to the table on Friday?
Well, I never like to overlook things. Last year we went down there and we got up on them pretty big early, and then we let them kind of get back in it. And like you said, we pulled away and won by 10. But, you know, I know they probably got some new players coming in. I mean, they're kind of like small numbers like we are. So when you got small numbers, it's hard to put, you know, a solid team together when, you know, you got such few numbers. And if you have injuries or, you know, anything else, that plays a role too.
What are a couple of big things that you're going to look for from your team in that season opener?
Well, I'd like to see us be able to pressure the ball good, and I hope we can get up down the floor quick and score a lot of baskets, easy baskets on, you know, fast break plays, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I got enough speed to do it as long as we can control the ball and get up down the floor without having a turnover. We should be able to do that.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and good luck against Tescott on Friday.
Yep, thank you.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free. A Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, your first season as the head coach, you spent much time as an assistant coach there with Coach Beisner, and he's since moved on, and you have the head coaching gig now. They're moving on from football and getting ready for basketball now. What are your thoughts on the way the kids look right now? I know you went 10-12 and 6-6 in the league last year and did graduate some seniors, but you still have some guys with experience coming back.
Yeah, practice, it's been going, kind of how it usually does at the beginning of the season. We're just still trying to harness our, defense and what we're trying to run there and getting our offense down to where we can run it efficiently and, getting the guys to understand the look we're trying to get, trying to run the offense efficiently. Right now it's a work in progress, but I'm excited for, to get a game under our belt against Tescott and, kind of see where we're at. That'll be kind of a measuring stick for us to start the year up before we head into the preseason tournament.
Tescott on Friday night, as you said, in the tournament next week. Just kind of looking at Tescott, I know it's a team that went 4-17 a year ago. You were able to really handle them there on their floor on the season opener last year, but both teams looking different. I think Tescott probably more experienced, didn't have a lot of that last year and gained some valuable time last year on the court. So what do you think about the Trojans as far as what you're going to see on Friday?
Yeah, and if I can remember correctly, they don't have a whole lot of size, but then again, neither do we. I mean, we're not bringing anybody who's super tall. And they got some kids who can shoot the ball really well, and they're quick and they can handle the ball. So we're just going to have to play a good defense and hopefully pack it in inside where they're not getting inside scoring. And hopefully if they're making shots on the outside, if we're playing them against the zone, we can go out and kind of get out and face guard their guards a little bit if they start knocking down shots. And offensively for us, whether they're running a man or zone, we just want to. Run our offense efficiently and, get good shots. Not we've been working all week and not trying to take quick shots, getting a little time run off the clock and moving the ball around, trying to get the defense out of position. So I think if we can do those things, we can be successful.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, we thank you for the time again this week, and again, we'll look forward to talking with you all season. Good luck against Tescott Friday night.
All right, thanks.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Next Tech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Next Tech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Next Tech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday locker room chats with Rock Hills head coaches Lauren Charles and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kier's Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on KD Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by the first-year new head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team, Lauren Charles. Coach, thanks for taking the time. We'll look forward to chatting Grizzly basketball with you here this season on our locker room chats. You're kind of looking at your team. You inherited a team that went 2-19 a year ago, but I'm sure they put in a lot of work. And with a new coach and a new system, you're probably looking forward to starting a new season. What are your thoughts overall on how practices have gone so far for your group?
I'm excited. We have 3 seniors and 7 sophomores this year, so we're kind of in a building stage this year. Practice has been going good. We're getting ready to do whatever. I don't really know what to expect come out game times because everybody else knows this area, and I'm originally from Colorado.
Mm-hmm. You kind of look at your group. You talk about some of those that are back. Maybe those seniors, how have they been as far as leadership in the gym and getting the girls going in the right direction?
We have one senior who didn't play last year but is playing this year, and I think overall the seniors are going to be great leaders for this team and help out and make sure we do the best that we possibly can.
When you look at your group, again, you're going to start things out against Pike Valley coming up on Friday, and then you'll move on there with Smith Center on Tuesday, kind of this Thunderbird Invitational that you'll play one of those games on the road and one at home and then play on Saturday at Cloud County in the finals of that tournament. But just kind of looking at your group and knowing, maybe like you say, you're originally from Colorado, don't know a lot about the area, but what do you expect to see from Pike Valley, a team that went 12-11 last year?
I mean, I've watched some of their films from last year and stuff, and I expect them to be a different team than what I watched, but I mean, I expect them to be a competitive team. I watched them. I helped out with volleyball, so I've watched them play there and kind of looking forward to see where basketball takes us.
When you look at your team and opening out the season on Friday night against Pike Valley, what are some of the things as a coach, maybe some keys that you're looking for from your team there in the first game of the season?
I mean, ideally, as long as they play with everything they have, put their entire heart on the line and do everything that's been asked of them. Can't really ask for much more.
Yep. Lauren Charles, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies. Coach, thanks for the time. Again, we'll look forward to talking with you all season about the Lady Grizzlies, and best of luck as you open out the season Friday against Pike Valley.
All right, thank you very much.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, we love being your pharmacy. As your good neighbor pharmacy in Jewell County, we work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Medicare Part D enrollment is now through December 7th. At the pharmacy, we can help you review your current plan and show you the available plans in your area for 2016. With holidays coming up, don't forget to stop in to use our photo kiosk for all your holiday printing needs. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in to day in beautiful downtown Mankato.
Don't miss out on all the great deals now through Tuesday. Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have pork butt roast. They're sold 2 per Cryovac bag, fresh, 99 cents a pound. It's now through Tuesday. Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. There's great deals now through Tuesday. Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. They have chicken leg quarter sold in a frozen 10-pound bag for 39 cents a pound. It's now through Tuesday. Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on KD Country 94, joined by Matt Hesting, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, getting set to start the season coming up on Friday. Kind of taking a look back last season of 15-8 years. You went 9-3 in the Northern Plains League, and you'll lose 3 starters and seniors from that squad, but some talent and experience coming back this year. What are your thoughts on this year's version of the Grizzlies?
Well, we do have quite a few kids coming back. Obviously, we had a really nice senior class last year for only having three kids. And, you know, the remains to be seen just how much we'll miss them, because those three boys had a tremendous work ethic and practice habits. And we even told the kids this year, right off the bat, the first day of practice, I keep track of absences and had them from last year off my plans, and I put absences up there. And those three seniors missed a total of seven practices between the three of them. Logan Schwerman missed one, and Joel missed two. Joel Brockman and Sam missed four. So, you know, that kind of challenged the kids right there. That's what you expect out of seniors. So, you know, we're hoping this year's senior class will pick that up right where it left off and lead. And so far it's been good in practice. And like you say, with that a little bit of a talent pool coming back, we played some freshmen last year quite a bit. And I would say we have six kids back that played considerable minutes last year on the varsity. So that should bode well, I would think, early.
Is there anybody that's like really stepping up and maybe surprising you here early this season?
Well, we're kind of banged a little bit from football. The kids did well in football, you know, and the Tucker Jahanek had suffered a stress fracture or a spiral fracture in his ankle in the last game of the season there, and so he hasn't been able to practice very well. He's been practicing, but we can see him steadily getting a little bit better each time, but he hasn't been able to go full speed hardly yet. So that's a little bit of a question mark. We've had a little bit of a flu bug and a couple Grant Davis has missed a practice or two with some sickness and little things like that. Tyson Heiger been nursing kind of a knee from football that bothers him from day to day and kind of flares up, so he's kind of hit and miss a little bit. So, you know, I'm kind of hoping that, you know, we get these five games and 20 practices out of the way here before Christmas, and then a good 10-day break or something in there, and maybe that'll help us kind of really find our stride after the first of the year.
Open the season with Pike Valley coming up on Friday night. This is part of the Cloud County Thunderbird Invitational that you just started last year. What do you expect to see from Pike Valley Friday night at their place?
A fast pace and a bunch of hard workers and a lot of speed that can fly around. You know, they graduated the biggest portion of their scoring numbers from last year with the Reeves kid and with the Jensen kid and McGregor taking care of most of their scoring. And you look at that on paper and you say, well, they don't have that many kids back that can score, but they've got a pretty good wealth of talent, and their football deal proved that also as they went deep in the playoffs and got a lot of team speed. I expect them to be flying all over the floor and pressing and playing a lot of man, and just, you know, it's always an adventure when you go over to Cortland, a little bit smaller gym, and it probably won't be a work of art by any means. And you know, between the two of us, we've been shorted a couple practices with the ice and stuff, and then we didn't have school on Monday. So you hope to get 14 practices under your belt to try to be, you know, somewhat resemble a basketball team. But you take two of those out of there, and that's you know, that's a lot of stuff that you can't really work on too much, and then you start to get a crash course on what you're doing. And so crash might be the operative word there when we show up on Friday, but we'll see.
Matt Hesting, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck against Pike Valley Friday night.
All right. Thank you, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills locker room chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You'll find great deals now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have sun-kissed navel oranges, fresh, 4 for $1. It's now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the great deals now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Ragu pasta sauce, 16 to 24-ounce selective varieties, 2 for $3. It's now through Tuesday. Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, we love being your pharmacy. As your good neighbor pharmacy in Jewell County, we work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Medicare Part D enrollment is now through December 7th. At the pharmacy, we can help you review your current plan and show you the available plan in your area for 2016. With holidays coming up, don't forget to stop in to use our photo kiosk for all your holiday printing needs. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Emily Carney and Cody Flynn. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action at KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Crop Production Services in Hunter.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team, Emily Carney. Coach, your team coming back after a 15-10 season a year ago and have quite a few returners that have some experience back for you. You did fall in the first round of the state tournament last year, so a nice season for you as far as that was concerned. But when you look at your group, you do lose three seniors, one in Gabby Hoard that played quite a bit. But you have Batchman, Brockelman, and Logan Batchman back as well. So a pretty good group coming back. What are your overall thoughts on how everything's gone so far for your team?
They've looked pretty well so far in practice. Like you said, we return a lot. We played quite a few off the bench last year, so.
Yeah, I mean, as you look at your team, and like I said, you made it to state last year, and I would guess a nice experience for them to build on, and how much has that meant for you guys as a program, I guess, to try to continue to build off of that?
It means a lot. We weren't satisfied just going down there and getting beat, and like I said, we return a lot, and those girls have all been there, and they're ready to get back there.
Your team this season, again, you'll start the season out on Friday night, as you always do with Wakefield there in that contest. Just looking at that team and what you saw from them last year, what do you expect to see from this group this year?
Well, they actually beat us last year. We went down there and we weren't quite, didn't play quite as well as we should have, and we let some girls kind of have big games that shouldn't have, and we're just looking to shut them down this year and hopefully play a little better to our ability.
I know you played Wakefield, I think, when you were in school. It's been one of those games where Sylvan's always played Wakefield. And what do they bring to the table that causes the most problems for you?
I think it's just different. I mean, we just see them once a year that we don't know them as well. I don't know. They're just first game hitters. We don't always seem to be prepared as we should be.
It's Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we'll look forward to talking with you all season, and then best of luck against Wakefield coming up on Friday.
Thanks.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services location offers a full range of innovative, top quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
And welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Cody Flynn, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustang boys basketball team. Coach, your first year as the head coach there at Sylvan for boys basketball, but you've been down there at Sylvan Lucas here for some time already and know the kids. Just kind of looking at what you're able to accomplish a season ago, again, 15-9, 6-6 in the Northern Plains League, but looks like you lost pretty much all five starters from that group. What do you expect to see this year and how practice has gone so far?
We graduated all seniors last year, and with nobody returning, it's been pretty good competition so far in practice, and we've had competitive practices trying to get people in starting spots. And when I first took over, the kids decided that they wanted to play this summer, and we took a group down to Hayes, and they got used to me, and I got used to them right off the bat. And we have one person that returned with some experience in Tanner Kubik, and he's been a really good leader this year so far, and two other seniors that decided to go out that haven't played for a while, and so we're looking at a lot of youth on the floor at one time, but the development of our youth will be something that we really have to depend on this year.
Sounds like a lot of the things I was talking with Coach Laborto about, and the same things during football season, right?
Yeah, so we're going to be sophomore heavy. We're going to have to rely on the sophomores to kind of lead us a little bit with the scoring and playing time, they're an experienced group. They got their feet wet a little bit in football, and so they're ready for the challenge. As long as we can stay relatively healthy, I think that they're going to be ready to step in that leadership role and try to help us out.
Open out with Wakefield coming up on Friday night. Wakefield's a team you always see there right in that first week of the season at Sylvan Lucas. And just kind of looking at their team, usually a pretty scrappy team. What do you expect to see from them this year?
Yeah, I got the scorebook out last year. They have a 6'7 kid that scored 12 points on us last year. And, you know, they're kind of in the same boat that we are. They have two kids that scored against us last year and nobody else returning. They were kind of senior heavy also. So we're really looking at a really good battle on Friday night. If we can get, try to get some ball pressure and make entry passes into that 6'7 kid, pretty tough. I think, you know, we're going to be scrappy and try to limit his touches as much as we can, and hopefully we can come out with a W.
Cody Flynn, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and look forward to chatting with you all year. Best of luck against Wakefield on Friday.
Thanks, Dusty.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.